Hiroshima, Japan. This is the site of where the U.S. dropped the first of two atomic bombs on Japan. More than 200,000 people were killed in those bombings, but they're credited with bringing World War II to an end and avoiding an American invasion of the Asian country. Today, U.S. President Barack Obama is set to become the first sitting American leader to visit Hiroshima. There's some controversy about the trip. Some analysts say it'll be seen as a U.S. apology for the bombing. Some Japanese say the American president should apologize for the attack. Some Americans say he should not, that Japan should apologize first for its mistreatment of U.S. prisoners during World War II. The White House says President Obama will not apologize for the use of the atomic bomb, but that he's hoping to draw attention to his goal of reducing the world's nuclear weapons. Up next, new leadership for the Taliban. This is a group that once ruled Afghanistan. It allowed the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization to operate and train there. That's why the U.S. led an invasion in 2001 to knock the Taliban out of power. But the group still operates in Southeast Asia. And last weekend, President Obama authorized the drone strike that killed the Taliban's leader as he was traveling through Pakistan. The U.S. military says Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour was planning new attacks on U.S. targets, but the nation of Pakistan objected, calling the U.S. airstrike on Pakistani soil illegal. Mansour has been replaced.
The Taliban are a predominantly hardline religious movement based in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but in Afghanistan were partially involved in fighting the Soviets, then through a civil war came to power between about 1996 and then were ousted in 2001 by the United States after they sheltered Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. What followed was a slow growing insurgency against the US presence there, and now we've seen them lose a series of leaders pretty fast. Now the Taliban's main constituency has often been in the south, but over a period of time it's begun to fracture. It's got younger radicals in the ranks, more criminal elements, and become frankly a more tired group given the lengthy level of fighting they've had to endure against the United States. But its leadership has endured these substantial changes. Mullah Omar, the founder, having died sometime in about 2012-2013, his death being kept secret until Mullah Mansour took the helm. He was then pretty quickly killed by a US drone strike just inside Pakistan. Now they've announced that Haibatullah Akhundzada will be the new leader of the Taliban. All of this potentially shifting the group in a more radical direction. Mullah Mansour opposed the peace talks, killed by the White House, they say, because of that. But still, his successor, Akhundzada, has a pretty radical deputy, Siraj Khani, the man known by the US as the main facilitator for Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The Taliban still there, holding more territory than they have any time since 2001, and it seems more radical.